Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
To my first command, thou shalt have no other gods but me.
No. People should have as many gods as they feel comfortable with.
Nope, there's one.
That's right, God of the Jews.
You sure it's not God of the white people? Jesus is white.
Second commandment, thou shalt
have the right to bear arms.
Yep, God-given right, second one.
No, these are the God-given thing. That's the U.S. Constitution.
I honestly don't see the difference.
And now I am triggered.
Thou shalt not make idols from any country. Watching you, Simon Cowell. Don't use God's name in vain. Respect the Sabbath. And, oh, respect your father and mother. I think we can agree.
No, there's father and father. There's mother and mother. Furry and...
liberal.
Birthing person.
On to the next one. Thou shalt not steal.
Oh, my abyss. Moses, I hate to bring it to you, but the ground you're standing on, stolen.
Those are different times. Besides, we killed him first.
Next one, thou shalt not kill.
Grandma's okra, dadgummit.
Next, no adultery. Cool?
I don't personally do it, but for some couples, that works for them.
Well, I'm against it, but I've done it.
Next commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
I don't talk to my neighbors.
Final commandment, do not envy.
I ain't green with envy over anything y'all have.
Oh, we know you're not green. Thanks for the climate change problem, pal.
Y'all are more difficult than parting the Red Sea.
Merry Christmas from Correct Opinions. Me, Jake, Katie, Grimace, and Freeman Derek back in the States. We're still abroad. Australia's been amazing. You're going to go home for Christmas. We're doing Australian Christmas.
We are.
It's been amazing to be nice and warm here, but Christmas to me is so cold weather, snowy, that I just haven't felt the Christmas spirit.
It does feel different. You're in a store and there's garland everywhere, but you're in shorts and you hear Christmas music. It confuses the brain.
That's
the worst jet lag, is feeling like it's Christmas, but it's not.
That is.
We need to be like pumping the Christmas music in here.
It's time to fire it up.
Because I really don't feel like it's Christmas at all, honestly.
Okay.
Well, we'll start wearing more layers, so at least we could trick ourselves into thinking.
I did put Thomas in like a Christmas tree little outfit today, so maybe that will help.
That's good.
Yeah, that'll help.
Uh-huh.
That's smart. Merry Christmas to all y'all, wherever you're listening. All we want for Christmas, 5-star review. That's all we want.
That's it, guys.
That's all I want.
That's it.
My mom has me in our gift exchange. I go, Mom, just 5-star. So thank y'all. Much love. Enjoy this episode. Let's roll music.
Correct opinion.
This Christmas, I'm very thankful for the Rectees. I'd like to dive in right into some emails. We have some great emails from the fans. Always hit us up at our email, correct@treykeeney.com. I saw this first email here. I thought this was pretty cool. I don't know if she's yanking my chain or not, but we got an email from this. She said, hello, my name is Goodness. So already, what do you guys believe that?
Does she say she lives in California?
No, she's from Nigeria.
Oh, I will also accept Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
She says she lives in Chinatown of Nigeria. No, they don't have that. Hi, I'm Goodness from Nigeria. Wow, hi, Goodness. I don't have a topic to roast or anything, but she just wanted to let us know. She did want to say our current president's a joke.
Okay.
So remember, what was it, South African? The people having thrown haymakers?
Yeah.
I don't know what Nigeria's doing. But she just wanted to send her Spotify Wrapped.
Their current president, not ours.
Yes.
Oh, I thought she was emailing you just to tell you that
By
the way, the president of yours is a joke.
I was like, okay.
She says she loves the podcast. She got her Spotify Wrapped here with her top podcast of us being up there. So thank you to Goodness, who the email is Hefa Sabiza Chidiogo. is the email address. I'm buying it. I'm buying that she's over there.
I didn't know she's part of the Chidiongo family.
Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
Great people.
Love those people. Were we number one? Number one podcast?
Number two.
Two.
Appreciate but I the tell email. You one,
I'll tell you who's number one is from Kataya. She said, you're my number one listened to podcast this year. Top 9% fan. She was at the Dallas show. She sat at the SMU campus, which was a few years ago. I guess she wasn't at the most recent Dallas show.
Well, that's why she's not top 1%.
Yeah. So, you know, we have decent fans.
This is why Trey wants a 5-star review so bad.
Yeah, come on.
It's hard to get good feedback.
No, I do. We did see, that's why perhaps pretty cool. We saw we have thousands of people have us as their top podcast. So thank you. It's very cool. And we got some great sheltered. So should we dive into, I'm sure we've done some sheltered things while overseas.
I thought of one on the sidewalk a couple days. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. I was telling you guys about it.
Okay. Well, lead us into it. Shelter kid.
We were
shelter kid moment, overseas edition, not a mission trip.
Yeah, there you go. Spicy. We were out to some, I don't know, somewhere before the show, cocktail bar. And it sounded like they were playing the Shrek soundtrack. They played a couple songs in a row. I was like, is this just straight Shrek?
It just came out over here.
Yeah, it's new. And anyway, the song I'm a Believer was playing. And if they're not familiar with it, how does it go?
Oh, then I saw your face. Now I'm a believer. That's a classic.
Good job. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it took me back to something that happened to me in probably fourth, fifth grade, third grade. Whenever it came out, I remember my friends down the street, my neighbors, had went and gone and seen Shrek. And they were going to see Shrek, but they weren't going to church a whole lot, these kind of neighbors. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I've never seen Shrek. I probably wasn't allowed to watch at the time. But all I know is they come back, and all they're singing is, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm like, man, these people want to, I don't know what happened, but I mean, God has really turned their lives around. They just can't stop Prayer's singing answered. And proclaiming his name. I'm a believer. It's like, this is awesome. Guys, yeah, good for them.
Like, that won't do, don't get it. You're like, he wrote in on one. Right there. They've been changed.
It must have been a Palm Sunday service they saw or something. Mm. Wow. I fully thought they were all saved. Wow. They were all just, they're Christian now because they were singing that song. I didn't know it was in Shrek. And then, you know, a couple years later, I finally watched it. I'm like, I bet they weren't saved. I mean, they were just singing.
I mean,
that
they could have even
Shrek.
Thrown in Hallelujah. I mean, that's a very confusing soundtrack.
That's true.
Yeah. He was chanting, Lord Farquaad. It's like, well, it's Yahweh, but you
I don't
know,
remember
whatever,
that
Lord,
one.
You know,
Hebrew?
They're saying Lord. They're in it.
Farquaad, huh?
That's an amazing shelter kid thing.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. It was a repressed memory.
When did you realize it was Shrek?
I mean, probably when I saw Shrek. I mean, who knows how many years later. I was like, I got to go back to...
They were heathens after all.
To Joey's house. Got to reconcile that.
Of course, his name was Joey.
Yeah.
Most heathens are named Joey.
Yeah.
Be careful. In Australia, a lot of Joeys around here. Kangaroos.
They also are a little bit of a heathen. I'm scared of them.
Yeah, apparently there's a lot of like roadkill problems. I heard a guy tell me about
people
that.
People hit kangaroos?
Like we would deer in the United States. Like it just really messes up your car and it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how big? You saw them. You saw them and petted them. How big is a kangaroo?
I feel like the males were pretty sizable.
Like,
and scary. I mean, like you can see their triceps and their traps and their shoulders.
Yeah, they got that.
They're stout. Their tail looks so
strong.
Taller
than you? What's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, well, especially if they stood up on their tail.
Jake. I mean, they're probably the same height as me. But.
Yeah, I'm a little goblin.
But about the females, 6'6".
6'6"?
6'6", 130. Some of the females. Yeah, they're scary little creatures. And not little.
Did you see any in the pouch?
I did not see any currently in their mother's uterus. No, that was not something that was taking place.
Mm. Is that the uterus?
It's kind of the whole point of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
turns out,
uterus?
Yeah, when you're a kid, you think they just hop around with their little kid in there. But I think that's just kind of a temporary pouch.
Oh.
What's a uterus?
I don't.
Jake, you
in
can
seventh
explain
grade
this.
Health.
You brought it up.
There was like a, there was a photo. I thought it was an avocado, but there was a photo.
And the pit.
Somewhere in there.
Was.
There was a, they told me it was the urethra Franklin. That's how I was supposed to remember it. And I think that's the same thing as the uterus.
R-E-S-P-C-T, man.
Yeah. You got to respect it.
Yeah,
that's how I remember it.
That's how you, urethra, respect it. Boom.
Joey's.
Wow.
There's a little sex ed for you guys.
Yeah.
Take us later.
That's going to lead me into one of our shelter kid stories.
I forgot.
Chris writes in. Shelter Kid Story. Hello, Trey, Jake, Katie, Thomas, and family man Derek. I love the Shelter Kid Story so much. I thought I was sheltered, then I went to Christian College. I have many Shelter Kid Stories. This is my favorite. I got a paperback I'd written about the Valley of Dry Bones.
And witches.
Yeah, not a sheltered kid. It's in the Bible, Katie.
Oh, okay.
It's also in the part in The Lion King when the hyenas are like hiding in the dry bones. Mm-hmm. It could be. It's probably a metaphor. I'd love to read the paper.
I see.
And the professor had written "bones to bones" in cursive on the very top. This is some real deep shelter stuff.
Okay. Okay.
But both of the S's at the end kind of looked like an R. So it looked like he'd just written boner to boner at the top, which I thought was pretty funny. I showed one of my good friends who was a very sheltered person. She read boner to boner as well out loud, but with no reaction at all, and she was clueless as to why this was funny. Because she was a full-grown college adult who'd never been told any of this, I gave her the birds and bees talk right there. And then she was shocked. And at the very end of this conversation, after I explained everything to her, all she said was, "So this is why I can't wear spaghetti straps?" Love the show. Thanks for the laugh.
Chris sounds like a comedian himself.
In case you're wondering, it is. My name is Chris, and it's a boner story. I am a female, for what it's worth.
So, oh, wow.
Chris, thank you. She sent that in.
I was wondering, I was like, man, this guy gave this just a friend the birds and bees talk?
That is, could you think of a better reaction to that? It's like, this? All you're thinking, you're not like, wow, I never knew this, or that blows me away. How does this work? You're just like, that's why I couldn't wear tank tops? I don't get it.
That's why summer camp after a one piece.
Okay, but can we go back to what is bones to bones?
It's a bunch of spiritual poetic stuff.
Right, his Old Testament stuff.
Is that like he did
from
good
bones
on the paper?
We come and from bones we go.
Yeah.
So that was a compliment to his paper?
No, I think that was probably like maybe that day they were talking about the bones in the Bible. Then they get assigned a paper about bones.
And then many shelter kids love bones. Paleontology. It's just kind of that Venn diagram's pretty big.
Still not clear here why that professor wrote bones to bones on his paper, but on her paper, sorry.
You'd have
Chris.
To ask Chris.
Yeah. I mean,
she loves explaining things to people.
I would love to know what Chris's friend thought of everything before that talk. Because it sounds like maybe she was complying, like, okay, I won't wear short shorts. I won't wear spaghetti straps. But I wonder why she thought she was doing
that. She was just a rule follower. I totally understand. She was like, okay. Sometimes you just don't ask. You just do it. You just, okay. They told me not to.
Yeah. Maybe she's just like, I mean, they are weaker. So maybe there's a chance of it, like, you know, getting.
You know, UV rays. Were you a One Piece girly?
Nah.
Sorry, I said girly.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, I remember that was a big one with my little sister. Lots of battles on. They compromised with tankini.
At what age?
Beautiful.
Too old.
Like middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tankini.
Yeah. I think I transitioned to the tankini sometime in elementary school. Went full-blown bikini in middle school.
Okay.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay, Jake's getting uncomfortable. We gotta move on. Let's do
bones to bones.
I'm excited for. Oh, this is another quick story. Someone's Sarah wrote in. I accidentally broke the law. I'm just curious if you all accidentally ever broke the law on accident. That's a very sheltered thing to do. She said, when I was 17, my high school class went on a field trip to Canada, and if you didn't have a passport, you could use your birth certificate to cross the border. I asked my dad to get mine for me, and he put in an envelope to take. Well, on the way back, our bus was stopped by Border Patrol, of course, and each person had to take out their paperwork. She looked it over, and they would ask you a random question from it to confirm it was yours, or whatever that reason was. Well, before she came to me, I happened to glance at it, and I realized in that moment that it was my sister's birth certificate,
Ooh. Who
was 23 years older than me.
Oh, my gosh. Bones to bones.
Yeah.
Oh. In vitro to in vitro. Yeah. How are they doing this?
I studied the information as quickly as possible, hoping she wouldn't notice. And when she came to me, to get in the country. She asked my name was Rhonda, to which I replied yes, and she handed it back and moved on. And I illegally entered our country that day.
Wow.
Wow. That's when a sheltered kid, you don't know what's possible until you're faced with the
I feel like that's
situation.
That's a dad move. Here's one of my kids' birth certificates.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
They're not
going to
stop
at 23 years. It sounds like he has 17 of them. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, he's been pretty lackadaisical in his life.
If we lose one of them, that's why we had a lot. 23 years older.
Wow. That poor woman.
No wonder she had to study it. She barely knows her sister, probably. Yeah. I don't know her middle name.
She never lived in the house with her.
Yeah, I got to look into this. I don't know if I've accidentally... The first thing that comes to mind is I accidentally went into Mexico one time. It was just one of the road trips I was on. We're like, let's go for a dip. And we looked up later. We're like, where were we swimming? We're like, oh, we got pretty far down the Rio Grande. That was in Mexico. And just no wall, nothing. No one stopped us. Just entered and exited Mexico.
Like, oops, we're here.
Yeah. Did that one time. I don't know if I'm sure I've broken
the
law.
Tighten the border. We got goblins going back and forth.
Yeah. Goodness is going to have something to say. Our president. Yeah. You know? Katie, you ever broken the law?
Yeah. When I actually pretty much every day, I accidentally go a little faster than the speed limit.
Oh, okay.
So,
daredevil.
Yeah. I pretty
How
much.
How fast do you go over? Let's say you're on the highway. It's chill.
I can get going pretty fast. I try to not do more than 10 over. That's kind of the rule, right?
I try to. Like, sometimes I just can't.
Sometimes, like my foot. I mean, we got the Tesla. But I think that thing starts moving, and I can really...
I'm like, you're going 25 over right now.
Please, I can really get going.
It's not okay. We have the stroller or the pram or whatever here. It's like not approved. But I was like, it'll be fine. And so I guess we're using a legal stroller. So that's pretty.
Okay.
We kind of roll the dice.
Yeah. You guys remember Napster back in the day?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I was pretty illegal back then. Downloaded a lot of Christian contemporary music.
On Napster. Wow. That's a little hypocritical, I would say.
Yeah. I was like illegally downloading Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
I did, though.
Young man arrested deleting, downloads $1 million worth of CCM music. Guess that's the best case scenario.
Heart was in the right place.
Yeah, heart was in the right place. Okay, we got. Let's do one video here because all she said here was confusing cannabis with bath salts. I'm excited.
Okay,
what this video can possibly mean.
How? Okay.
Here it comes.
Hey guys, I have a sheltered kid moment to share with you. So when I was in college, I was an RA my junior year. My best friend was also an RA. We went to a small Christian college in upstate New York. And so that particular year, the RDs decided, like, everyone, we're going to give all the RAs training about different drugs. So we go into the presentation, and for some context, I think that same year or the year before, there was a big story in the news about this guy in Florida who had consumed bath salts, this drug called bath salts.
That was a big story.
And how it had, like, basically the effects of it made it so that he would attack people and, like, eat their faces or something crazy, like turned him into a cannibal.
Did it?
So this is kind of like...
Yes. Do you remember that story?
I remember that story. It turned him into like a zombie.
It turned him into, and I guess he was like invincible. They were like tasing him and trying, yeah. And he like couldn't be subdued and was like eating people. I remember there's a real paranoia of like, if this drug gets around, right? Yeah. People just eating people left and right.
That was my introduction to bath salts. I'd never heard of it before, the Florida guy.
I was sick.
I missed that story.
In the back of my mind for some reason. We're in the presentation and the RD starts talking about cannabis. And I'm like forgetting that this drug in the news is called bath salts. And I'm just thinking like cannabis sounds like cannibal. Like they're talking about how this is like prevalent on our campus. Like what the heck is going on? And I look at my friend and she is also simultaneously thinking the same thing.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're whispering about Both it, like, what is going on? Like, people are on these hardcore drugs. Like, is someone going to just attack me at night as I'm walking across campus and, like, try to eat my face? Like, what is going on?
Eat my face?
So we look at our other friend and we're like, are they talking about this drug in the news? And she just, like, she's, like, trying not to laugh. She tells, like, the dean of students or whatever, he's sitting there, and he was like, he's like a really funny guy. So he just was like cracking up and he was like, you know, this is why we chose you guys as RAs.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
Because you're dorks.
Did learn from them that cannabis is just marijuana, in case you still weren't sure what I was talking about. No, but Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. It's still one of our favorite stories to tell, even though it's slightly embarrassing. Anyway, thanks for letting me share, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope your tour down under went well.
Thank you very much.
Hey guys.
Girls are so funny, man. That 30 seconds ago, she was done talking. Whew, I was like, well, yeah.
Anyway,
thanks for listening. Thanks for allowing me to send this.
Call me back if you didn't get this.
Yeah, it's about 4:30. I do like the idea of her and that RA just being on guard. Some guy like tries to kiss her, and she's like, "He's eating my."
He's got cannibalism.
Oh,
the fact
have you been smoking cannibals?
Yeah, the fact that both her and another person she knew were thinking the same thing.
Yeah, like, is this a cannibal? Yeah.
This is the cannibal thing.
This is it.
RA, I mean, you again, talking about Venn diagrams, RA shelter kid.
Yeah, they don't know anything.
Yeah, that's a pretty
I had a little cannabis mix up back in the day. I was very early on. I was not sheltered from The Office. I watched The Office when it came out when we were in high school, which is very fun. Like, it molded me. It was nice. But I didn't get a lot of the jokes. Probably season 2, season 3, something. There was like a drug bust. And Dwight is showing people marijuana, and he's like seeing it, like if people recognize or what the response is. They show it to Creed. He's like, "What is this?" And Creed's like, "That is." He says the exact strain of marijuana. He's like, "It's cannabis indica Northern Lights." And Dwight's like, "No, it's marijuana." And had no idea what that. I was like, "That's a weird. I don't understand that at all."
Oh, really?
When I was in high school, yeah, I had no idea what that meant. The word cannabis. So
you guys didn't have like Dare or like.
I don't think they used the proper word. I don't think they were saying cannabis at Dare.
They're like, "Don't do that weed."
Yeah, weed. You want to be like this guy?
Yeah. You want to be like eating people's faces? She sent the article to, which was nice. It's the man, the Florida man who went around eating people's faces. His name was Rudy Eugene.
Is he alive still?
yeah, he ate their face.
Still
so he's well fed and
he's still a cannibal.
He plays linebacker now. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's aggressive.
All pro.
Rudy Eugene. Mm-hmm. Did you guys get a lot out of Dare back in the day?
No, wasn't that when the cool like high school kid like I just remember
like an edgy high school
all kid. I got out of it was like, "I can't wait to get to high school."
I remember they gave us pencils that said like, "Don't do drugs," something like that. And then when you sharpened it, it would sharpen down to just "do drugs." I remember that from Dare.
That was a great bit.
That's about it.
Yeah, that was a classic where you purposely sharpen it down real
low.
Look
at my Dare pencil.
Yeah, do drugs.
I didn't do that. Shocker. Mm. I don't really remember anything about Dare, honestly.
Not good.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Okay, let's get to, we have the last interview of this interview series. This one's kind of fun because it's an old friend of mine who's blown up this year, and his name is Corey Kent. Welcome to the pod, Corey Kent!
All right!
Woo. Katie, clap please. She's not as excited, wow.
Not a clap.
I said woo! Kidding.
Corey Kent, everyone. Thanks for coming on, man. How you doing?
Man, good. Good to see you again. Been a long time.
Go dude, Pokes, right?
Go Pokes, Corey, baby. Come on.
World. We're in the same fraternity, Beta Theta Pi.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Same year?
You are a year below me.
Yep. Got hazed by Trey. That was good.
Yep, hazed. Oh, man. Ruthless stuff. Yeah. No, man. Do you ever come across people? Let's talk about frat life. Because when I'm always hesitant. I know you are too, probably.
No,
I mean, you're a little country world. There's probably a bunch of, there might be some fraternity brothers out there, but you're working with people in LA and New York, and you're like, "I was in a fraternity." And yeah, they immediately think, like our fraternity was like required us to do Bible studies, basically. I mean, it was not your typical fraternity.
No. I don't even really know how to. I don't even bother telling people, because then I would have to go into the explanation of like how the fraternity was different than their stereotype. And I just like, whatever. I don't even try to bring that up anymore, 'cause it's just too complicated. But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I run into people all the time. You'd be surprised the amount of, really successful business owners that were OSU betas. Like the amount of people that I run into that I have met completely separate, just through music in some way or another, that, you know, we'll play private shows or whatever. And they knew that I went to OSU, but they had no idea the connection past that. It's been cool to just run into people and have that extra little thing in common.
Yeah.
That's about as far as it goes.
Yeah, I know. Katie, you like betas, right?
Yeah, I married one.
Katie went to Georgia Tech.
Uh-huh.
And you, what fraternity did you hang out with?
It was, I hung out with betas. I guess I just had a thing, huh?
Had a type.
Hey, those dragons will get you, man.
Ew.
That's what we were. No, that's what we were.
It's like gross.
Jake, you weren't in a, was there a frat over at a Southern Bible U or?
Almost. No, we didn't even have them. It was just like basically the dorm you get assigned to is like basically your
just
fraternity.
Like heaven, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, that was like the, like I'm making a homecoming float for my dorm that I care so much about, you know?
What, do you have any famous alumni?
Oh,
do
no.
Do you have any?
I honestly.
You're
I
would, it.
I think, dude.
Let's keep building you up, bro.
Yeah. Have they asked you to come back and speak?
No, I don't know.
You gotta be close.
I don't know if they loved me there. So
okay.
The only C I ever got was in a class called social media marketing.
Nice.
And they hated that I was on social media. So I don't think it would like vindicate them if they had me come back and speak about social media.
That's me not being accepted to the Oklahoma State School of Music.
were you not?
No, dude. I ended up in the business school because they were like, yeah, there ain't no place for you here, man. You can't read music. You can't do X, Y, Z.
That's amazing. I still have a screenshot from an email when I was making videos, viral videos, and I applied. I was like, I should get an internship. That's what you're supposed to do. It was like social media intern, probably some whack, like minimum wage. And I just got back an automated no. I was like, what am I supposed to do? I can tweet. Does OSU, Oklahoma State, they ever hit you up? Or have they not?
You know, a couple of years ago, way before like the really big successes that we've had recently, there have been some like, I guess some of the leadership hired us to come in and play a concert for like the Board of Regents or something like that.
Oh,
like just
that
kind
was...
of the powers at B, right, that make decisions within OSU. They hired us for like a dinner or something. But outside of that, that's about it, man.
Where you at? Come on, OSU.
I don't know. Where are you at? Beta homecoming concert? Where are you at?
Oh, that's got to be. That's got to be coming. The beta is a big concert every year. I remember. You played that one year.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, I feel like for a handful of years, we just helped kind of put it together. I got my buddy William Clark Green to come in one year, and then I ended up writing some hits for him, which was cool, and then kind of launched into the national scene. And I don't know if they're even doing it still, which is sad, but.
Man, college life is not like it used to. When I was first, I think you missed this, my first year there in the fraternity, the only frat-like thing we did was like a fight night, where we just, random guys would get in the middle of the big atrium and just box each other. Did y'all?
No, I didn't miss that, but.
Oh, it was really? Okay.
Nobody would fight Scott or me because we wrestled for some reason they thought that translated to boxing. And
like, what if he grabs us?
Like the Jake Paul beta. Yeah.
But no, I remember one of my best friends from high school that we both went to OSU and were betas. He got in there through one punch and his shoulder came out of his socket. Like one missed punch, shoulders out the socket. And I was like, oh, this is not what fraternity dudes need to be doing right now, you know? But it was hilarious.
Man. There's no way they still do that, right?
No, that was I think my sophomore year, Corey's freshman year was like the last year. And they,
That's probably where, from what I've heard, you guys are really successful like singing and performing. Does that make sense that you weren't good at fighting?
Yeah, it does.
It's like, we need to specialize.
We were light on our feet.
Yeah.
We quit.
One thing. OSU had a lot of musical events. I never really had heard of a college that had that many musical events.
Well, you went to Georgia Tech, you nerd. So,
yeah,
yeah,
I know.
you're clicking around on your TI-84. We were
TI-89.
We were creating beautiful musical talent.
Did you guys, Corey and Trey, did you guys ever share the stage, see each other perform? Do so anything musically say, back in the day?
I was really roped into the whole theatrics of the theater scene of dancing. You never really did one, did you?
I did, well, as like a freshman, you know, you don't really get a choice. Like,
But the rest, why didn't you do the others? Were you just, you're like not having it or?
I felt like it was not my personality. Like you have to kind of be able to, in those more theatrical things, I feel like you have to kind of have a bigger personality as well as the musical thing. And I'm like so introverted by nature and laid back that I just didn't feel like it was a good fit for me. So I just left that to the people with, bigger, wider personalities like Trey Kennedy, you know?
I mean, and plus you had your business school. You were very focused on your business,
Super focused. No, not very focused at school.
Yeah, but we were just talking too. Oklahoma's produced a ton of country talent, obviously.
Garth.
Mm-hmm. Good. Oklahoma State. That's the guy. So many more. Now Corey Kent. And so, yeah, just congrats on all the success. Always is fascinating because music, very specifically, it's like it kind of, all it takes is one. If you can find that one crazy hit, then change your life.
Yeah.
And it's like with content, it can be a little similar, but not quite the same. Like I can think of one or two videos that went crazy viral that definitely like launched some things and helped me out, but nothing like music. I mean, you've had the number one song in the country. You went from, you know, kind of unemployed in the music world to, you know, full-fledged touring the country, selling out shows. What is, and all in like 12 months, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. What is that experience like?
Oh, man, it was insane. You know, like, I don't know. There's no way that most people probably followed my journey to right now, but leading up to Wild as Her, which is the song that exploded for us, I had to kind of go back to square one. When the world shut down and music wasn't an option, I went to work for a pavement company in Dallas, Texas. And I was still working at the pavement company when I recorded Wild as Her, which is crazy to think of. And, we didn't have a record deal or we didn't have an agent. We didn't have really anything. But I was still putting in the work and working as hard as I could in music to the degree that the world would let me. And so we put this song out and it ended up going, it ended up becoming like a gold record independently, like as a independent band based out of Texas. All of my band and crew are Oklahoma born and raised. They're all still living in Oklahoma. And then, you know, I ended up in Texas after marrying a Texan. But to watch that happen independently was, I mean, I would be lying to you if I even thought that that was possible at the time.
That's insane, man. Because wasn't it did it happen pretty quickly or was it kind of a slow burn? Because I feel like I've been following you from afar because I know you and I just follow you on things. And I remember when that song came out, I was like, oh, this one's, it's not like I was like, this is going to be a hit. But I just remember thinking like, I really like this one. Yeah. And it's wild when a song can just, everyone's on the same page, like, we like this. Was it kind of a slow takeoff or did it happen pretty, was it like overnight?
It was not like a quick out of the gate thing. It was I would say within the first 2 months, we started to see things take off. Put the song out, had a great response. You know, our core fan base loved it. And then what happened was one day I got a call from my manager that it was basically like, hey, dude, you're having a moment. I was like, what does that mean? You know, what are you talking about? Hey, your song is going viral. And I was like, how's that possible? I don't even feel like we've created content that would be would be possible to go viral, right? Like that's admittedly like a fault of mine that I've had to really work hard at being good at creating content that's not just like, look at me singing my song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was the sound itself became trending audio.
Yeah.
So it wasn't me and my account that made a video that people reposted like crazy or a trend that I started. It was the sound itself is what people were making videos to. Mm-hmm. And that was a crazy recipe because I feel like the song outkicked the brand at that point, which is not always the case. Like, the song became bigger than everything that we'd done up to that point, which has been cool in a lot of ways, because I think a lot of musicians that get traction online or social media wise, they become almost more known for socials than they do for their music. And so for us, the exact opposite has happened, where people know our music before they know us social media wise. And so a lot of people are just now finding out that, you know, we're on our second radio single. They're like, oh, that guy is the guy that sings Wild as Her.
They're just
putting two and two together, which has been, you know, I think in certain ways it's a thing to overcome, but in certain ways it's really great, like raising three kids and being able to live a pretty normal life, but also enjoy the successes that have come from having the number one hit song in country music. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, congrats, man. And yeah, I remember seeing a lot of the training audio. I think, first of all, it's obviously an awesome song. It's very fun to listen to. Wild as Her, though, is kind of perfect, because you had a lot of those, you know, those little Instagram gals, you know, they'd just be posting from their like suburb house, like, I am a wild, free woman. It's like, wow, relax.
Dude, it helps, you know,
get some more of the content out there, yeah.
The amount of people that will walk up to us at a meet and greet and say, you know, you wrote that song about me, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm a wild gal. You're the prototype. Like, you are exactly what I had in mind, I'm sure. Yeah.
So. I could see you, though. I could see Katie a few days without a shower, just head out the window, like, yes, I'm wild.
That's what, you know, working the pavement will do to you. It's like, I'm just so distracted. I'm thinking about some 34-year-old named Jennifer in Milwaukee. That's who I do it for.
That is.
Yeah. How'd you know? It's been funny, but, you know, I think that's the power of that song, was even the girls who didn't live that life, or who didn't who aren't really in line with that, or those personality traits, that's who they wanted to be. So even the like people who genuinely were being described in the song, as well as people who lived a suburban Jennifer from Manhattan life, were I wish I was a little more free-spirited and adventurous. And so I think that's part of why the song works.
For sure, so well. Struck a chord.
Everybody could insert themselves in some way.
Definitely.
Yeah. I always like talking to other people who are also doing the tour life. And so I want to know, like, what's tour look like for you, you know, before and after the big song? How is tour life?
Yeah, it's been crazy, because, you know, we're pretty much, I mean, we were touring all over the country, but we were doing it in what I would call like a regional way. We were in a van and trailer for years, and even when we had our number one hit, the night we celebrated our number one hit, it was, you know, get back in the 12-passenger van and drive 8 hours through the night back to Dallas. So things have changed, but they've only changed really in the last like 4 or 5 weeks. We got a tour bus because we're on tour for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We've been on tour with Jason Aldean, which is just crazy to even say. Like, I didn't know Jason. I'd never met him. He heard our song on the radio and was like, I want that kid on tour with me. And cool. So it was awesome moment. I remember getting the phone call. I'm sitting in my driveway. My wife's in the passenger seat, and we got three kids passed out in the back. And I hung up the phone. She's like, is everything okay? I was like, yeah, we just accepted a 40-something city tour with Jason Aldean.
Wow.
And we freaked out for a minute, and then we were like, oh, shoot, don't wake the kids up.
Yeah, you know, don't get too wild. Yeah,
island freak out, you know. But life has really, it's changed in a pretty quick way. Obviously, Trey, like, you knew that I was grinding at music even before I even got to college. So it's, in a lot of ways, it's been a really slow burn. But to the general public, and really, I feel like my career started post-COVID, because I had to completely restart in every aspect. So touring's been great, though. The tour bus life is like, it's hard. It's going to be impossible to go back. You know, we're getting like a full night's sleep, which never happened. We're getting to, you know, somebody else is driving, which is a game changer.
Do you have your own bed in the back, or are you bunking with the boys?
No, we're bunking. We're, you know, it's still grassroots, you know, we're not big time yet. You know, we're not quite that big time, but
I got the bed in the back mainly because I am claustrophobic. Right? I got freaked out by those bunks, man. Y'all, bunks, how many dudes you got on the bus?
We rolled with eight. So
you have eight.
We got eight. Okay. Eight and four empty bunks. So we bring a lot of riders out on the road, or our management will come out with us sometimes, or Jimmy, who wants to come drink beer sometimes.
I know. I started to just bring my buddies. I'd be like, "You just want to come ride the bus for a couple nights and hang?" They're like, "Sure." Yes.
Heck yeah.
Underrated.
That's awesome. Amazing,
has your wife been out on the bus yet?
Not yet. It's still very fresh. You know, obviously, like this is our fourth week on the bus. So okay. We kind of mapped out the fun dates that we'd bring her on. So we're going to do some, we got like 2 or 3 weeks on the West Coast later on this year. So we're going to do that and get some off time in California, some off time in Phoenix. And then, I have like one specific show mapped out where I'm going to bring just my oldest daughter, just cause I think she's like five and it'd be just such like a cool little, you know, core memory to build on and make her feel special. And yeah, we're getting creative on how often can we be together as a family while doing this thing. Cause that's really,
that's
tough.
Challenge, I mean, man. It's tough. Wife with the, she doesn't want to come hang out in Cincinnati and Indianapolis, but Phoenix and LA, she's coming. Whoa. What if I need your support there?
Well, okay. Last tour, I was at every single show. Okay,
yeah. So did Katie, so we just had a kid. Before we had a kid, she came to every show. It was a lot of fun. This has been my first experience. You know, I obviously, she came out on the first tour. There'd be times we were apart. I didn't like that. And now we have a kid. So now you with three kids, who've been, you know, obviously been a dad for years. How's that been? Because now with all the success, your tour and your goal all over the country with yourself, Jason Aldean, how's that feeling being away from family?
Man, it gets tougher with every passing month, it seems like. Just because, you know, as they're getting older, they're processing more. They're like able to understand how long I'm actually gone, which is tough. But you know, I've been fortunate enough to like be able to, in between runs, I'm flying home every chance I get. So it's really not as dramatic as it would look on paper, but finding the balance is the toughest part, because really I think that's like an impossible task. I don't think that you can actually find balance within that. All you can do is constantly strive to improve on that until you get to a certain point where you just can say no to whatever you want. And we're a long way from that. And I think that's probably the toughest, like most heart-wrenching part of the whole thing is just having to, you can't be two places at once. And we're not at the point yet where we can have that second bus and just bring the family out. And you know, also that's probably just not even what's best for them, even though selfishly, like that might be what I want. There's just a lot of factors, man. It's just,
it's never tough.
It was never something that I like went through in my mind prior to being here. Right. So we never filtered, you know, our family life through career. It was always just like we filtered career through life and through family life. So I get why people wait to have kids, but also, you know, we're going through what I would consider to be like the toughest part of my career, also in the most demanding part of having kids, right? Like in that same season. So it's tough, but we also just get the best of both worlds. Like I have no room to complain. I got a beautiful, healthy family, and I have a career that's going in the right way. So
for sure.
It's champagne problems, man.
Yeah.
Do you think Thomas is almost 6 months? Do you think that's like the right age to bring him out just by himself with you?
Yeah, bring him out there.
Yeah, it's like a bonding.
Jake will open, and then as he comes off, I'll hand him to you.
I'll give you the mic. You give me the baby.
Yeah, I think that'd be like super bonding. Work. He'll remember it.
What would you do? What would you do?
Me?
Whatever I want.
Oh. What would you do? No, I know that the travel's tough. I heard a quote on a podcast recently about comedians. This applies to you too, obviously. Just like we're not paid to perform or paid to travel. Mm. Perform is the fun part, but I thought of that today. We just got back from layover flight, and I just like 8 hours of my day today is just getting home.
Yeah,
that's just part of my job. It's so lame. It is. It kind of is. And I,
that's the truth, man. It that's the part of it that feels like work is all the in between. Right. Yeah. Cause then like really what you're getting paid to do is what it's like. We're playing a show like that. Right. That doesn't even sound like work. And it really doesn't feel like it. You probably get off stage. You're probably like me, dude. Like you get off stage and you're like, oh yeah. And we got paid.
Oh, that, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. I forgot about that. I would have done this. Don't tell anybody, but I would have done this for nothing, you know?
That is
I love what
part,
I do.
For sure.
But dude, it's been cool to keep up with you and see like how you took the online presence that you built to a tangible ticket selling thing. Like as somebody that has worked their tail off to sell tickets, that is a feat. Like
Thank you, man.
A massive accomplishment, dude. That's
Thank
so cool.
Thank you, man. I mean, yeah, it's just, I'm sure, yeah, we can relate. It's been very surreal too. I was just making videos trying to figure out what in the world where I was going in life. And then I got hit up by an agent saying, hey, you should go on tour and sell tickets. And I was like, I didn't think that was possible. And thank goodness people were buying tickets. So you get it. Selling tickets is nerve wracking. Every time you put it up, new city, you're like, is this going to, are people still? I remember when we first started selling, I wasn't convinced they would still show up. They'd be like, it's sold out. I was like, but are they going to be here? I don't know.
I think it's for fun.
maybe. And you'd be surprised about 5 or 10% of them do, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what's quite wild too. Every show about 5 or 10% just don't show, which makes sense. Life happens to random people.
Yeah.
A lot of moms.
Women, you know how women are.
Taking care of their family.
But yeah, it's been surreal. It's been wild, and like you were saying too, it's crazy. I just feel like I know of a lot of people doing cool stuff. You mentioned Wyndham Clark, Go Pokes. He just won which U.S. Open?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, golf. Just that small tournament.
Yeah, that little. Yeah, one, no one cares. And really then you mentioned, dude, you are buddies with the Dude Perfect guys, or at least some of them.
Yeah, Kobe and Corey. I mean, we're like basically next door neighbors.
Wow. I hung out with them when they came to Kansas City a while back for the NFL draft. Jake hung out with them last week. Yeah. I missed it because I had a show.
What was wild is I was, when I first moved back to Texas in 2019, I ended up renting a house from Kobe.
Wow.
How weird is that?
He laid the pavement at the Dude Perfect studio, actually. Yeah.
Dude That's Perfect was my landlord. You know what I mean? That was a weird moment in life where it was cool though. Kobe ended up marrying a girl that we went to school with at Oklahoma State.
Right.
So
the Dude Perfect rental, there's 16 like basketball hoops everywhere.
Yeah, you know it's a Dude Perfect house.
It was weird. There were cameras everywhere.
Cameras everywhere, yeah.
But it has been really cool to see, you know, everybody kind of carve out their own lane, whether that led to like spotlight or not. You know, it's been cool. You know, people are starting families and people that I never really thought would start families are starting families. I'm like, man, good for you. Like life's really, really 180 for you. And people are growing up and some aren't. And it's just been cool to watch, you know, everybody kind of go their separate ways and find success in their own lanes.
Yeah. It is insane to start to, we're talking about all the college days. You're like, so much has happened since then. Cause feeling quite old. We've hired our first babysitter. Our baby boy's about to be 6 months old. We're going to do the first babysitter.
Baby.
Let's go.
That's
so, freedom right there.
Really old.
And Katie's
texting this girl.
Yeah.
She's like 19, I think. And I'm thinking in my head, like, what else am I supposed to do? Something different? Like, what does she need to know? Like, I don't know. I'm just
right?
like, hey, can you come
Did
over?
I tell you that? Your brother's girlfriend who's like 22 or something. I was like, I found myself being nervous talking to her. I was like, I don't want to come off like,
I don't want to ask too many questions.
Yeah, I don't want to be like lame. Oh, brutal.
I had a friend yesterday I was talking to, and she was like, yeah, after college, she moved to California and she's moving back. It's crazy. She's been gone for 9 years. I was like, what?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Do you so a big part of the road life too with you have a kid, we come back and we battle on who deserves the crown of like most tired.
Who's like most tired?
Do you and your wife do this?
Oh yeah.
The crown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever won or
no, never won. Never
they
won.
Have three kids. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way.
No, she definitely you know, and this is like kind of a cheesy thing to say or cliche a little bit, but like especially with like touring musicians or doing what you do, like the rock star is the person that holds down the fort at home. Cause that is so much more exhausting. I mean, even driving through, like I'm tired, but I'm not exhausted. You know what I mean? Like on all fronts, when you don't talk to a human over the age of 4 for like 3 weeks at a time, yeah, your mental bandwidth is zapped. There's no comparison. You know, I'm out, at least what we do is really enjoyable. Like it's draining in its own ways, but you know, it's also like the thing that recharges me. So no, I don't have anything on her when it comes to that.
It is tough. I feel like when I come home and cause Katie's only, yeah, spent time, like you said, only talking to like little humans who she's with a baby. It always feels a little bit like you ever see the footage of we found this man in a boat for 300 days and he's kind of like,
that's what rattles.
Yeah, he's a little shook up and they're kind of like, what's your name? And he's struggling to speak a little bit. That's kind of Katie when I come home.
Every weekend she's been stranded at home.
Yeah, she's that's fired funny. Up, ready to talk. Look at her. She's got a weird look in her eye.
Speechless.
Oh man!
How did you guys meet? I don't know if I know that story, Trey. Like, how did?
Yeah,
you,
thanks for asking. Katie and I met on Instagram.
Okay,
we met the old-fashioned way.
We
met.
We are old.
In 2018, uh-huh. So before I'd ever even thought about touring or anything, and I was like just making videos, doing my thing, and definitely
just DMing a bunch of girls. And I responded.
Just firing them up. She answers 2:15 in the morning. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't. It was. I'm sure she was a little. It was definitely back then where you saw I was like verified and had some followers, but like it was still unclear.
I didn't.
This is 6 years ago. You're like,
know who he was.
Is this guy making a living? What's this guy doing?
Yeah.
And I just saw a cute girl and shot my shot. And we, long story short, I was, we met, she lived in Atlanta. We met, took her out to dinner. We just hit it off, out all night, fell in love.
Trey and I also met on Instagram in 2018 too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd get the DMs confused.
Yeah.
Send me some late night ones.
It's like, I love your cute, white, pale skin.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's... Yeah, that's me.
It goes,
yeah.
And you're like, I was like, that wasn't meant for you, but it is. And that's how we met. And so I forgot what I was going to say. It's been great. It's everyone always assumes when I first say that, they're like, oh, she just hit you up, right? Because like she followed you. She didn't have a clue who I was.
I did not.
Which I think is good.
I actually, that's the great. Only reason I really responded was I was convinced that we like had a mutual friend. Because it was just so...
That's not totally true.
It is true.
She thought I was attractive. I would hope you signed up for this.
Yeah. But I just was like, it was just so random. I was like, there's no way this is just like
so
out of
random.
The but it is. He literally found me on the Explore page.
Oh, yeah.
And I assume
I'm Explorer.
Okay, Trey.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I didn't know you were hitting up a girl at an engineering school. Probably not used to being hit on. So she's like, oh, I assume we have mutual friends.
Yeah,
like, no
yeah.
one would just flirt with me.
She just sent back her like tutoring rates. No. That's. Yeah. That's good. I mean, it is. But, it's shockingly random, but.
Not, I mean, not really, though. I mean, that actually, in a weird way, is kind of like old fashioned now. I mean, it's not a game. I feel like everybody, like, you met on Instagram, you dinosaur. Like,
yeah, that's Jake met his girl through a podcast. I mean, that's kind of good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Basically, yeah. Really. Cutting edge.
Need to write a country song about it. Met my girl the old fashioned way. Yeah. Instagram.com.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Back no, and y'all, did y'all meet at OSU? In... Did your wife meet at OSU? Or?
Yeah. Through, right. Yeah. Through a mutual friend, just like our freshman year. We were in denial for like 3 years, you know, of like dating other people and being best friends and preferring to hang out with each other over the people we were dating. It was kind of a mess.
The old best friends.
It's like, yeah, it's weird. Never mind. We're just going to leave it there. But, essentially, you know, our senior year, we kind of put together what everybody else around us had already put together and started dating. And a year later, we were married, and 3 months later, pregnant, and rest is history, I guess, man.
Wow.
It was pretty quick. It was like, because we knew each other so well, by the time we started dating, we were kind of like, I mean, kind of know everything we need to know. And then, yeah, we got engaged, and 89 days later, we were married.
That's wow. Oklahoma way, man.
Yeah.
Write a song about short engagements. That could be hit. That could be fire right there.
Heck yeah. The whole state would identify for sure.
Yeah.
But how'd you guys end up in Kansas City? If she's from Atlanta, obviously you're from Oklahoma.
Man, I've just moved up here, figuring out life after college. I had good buddies up here. I was like, I'll move there and make videos in my apartment. And I'm glad it worked out. And I just love it. Have good friends. It's kind of a great city. It's fun. Great city to tour out of. Nice new airport.
Great airport.
Right in the middle of the country.
Yeah. Katie loves it.
I love Kansas City because I feel like a lot of the people and the just like the surroundings are similar. They kind of feel like home, but you have way more to do than like any city in Oklahoma, right?
Sure.
Like you got major sports in a like sick downtown area and a great airport. That's the main thing about Oklahoma. It's like horrible to fly in and out of.
Yeah. Kansas City is a great, I feel like that people buy tickets in Kansas City. It's a great
market.
Great market for, I mean, we crush it here. Like it's not even that big of a city. And, you know, I feel like they show so much love to all the musical shows. Like it seems every big act I see release shows, I feel like they're always stopping in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. I mean, you got to hit Missouri, St. Louis. Ooh, might not get out of there alive. So.
Yeah, go there on easy like a choice. Monday afternoon.
I think we're going there like next month. So that's
okay. Well, actually, we just had a show there. It was great. It was fun, but keep your head down.
Corey, I have one last question, mainly because I caught myself doing it to you. So Trina, all the time, people are like going, you know what would be funny? You know what you need to write a joke about? You know, whatever. Yeah. Is that the equivalent of what you get all the time? What's the most common, like, oh, you need to write a song about that?
Does your family members go, when something, I guess, cute or charming happens, they're like, oh, easy, Corey's going to put it in a song. Do they do stuff like that?
Dude, it's so bad. Like, as soon as you said that, man, I just turned my mind off. I just, like, stopped. No, I'm just kidding.
This is the worst.
But it is the most, it's the most overused thing that I get thrown is, like, but it's funny what people will say it about.
Yeah, sometimes it's like a really bad suggestion.
Because jokes are so much different. Wait, are
like,
you just
kind of like short engagements.
They'll be like, man.
Like something like that.
It's wild. Like people's perception of what would make a good song. It just blows my mind. It'll be
yeah,
like,
what's
man,
your what's a couple good ones?
Yeah, does anything stand
you're
out?
It's like watching a sunset and they're like, get fiddle. You're like, come on.
I don't have like any actual examples that come to mind, but it's stuff like, man, that McFish sandwich is amazing. Maybe you should write a song about it.
Oh.
What are you even like?
Just really specific.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
That's, yeah, you love all even, writing songs. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, it's that easy. That's why we all do it, you know? I just can't believe what some people, and it's legitimate suggestions. They're joking because they don't really know what else to say, but they're not joking. They're like, this might make $1 million.
Yeah.
Take credit if it does. If I hear the McFish song,
I'll ask you this. You ever, because yeah, that is the worst. I can't believe anyone would ever do that. Have you ever gotten this though? Because I've gotten this like once or twice in the hundreds of times people do this to us. Has everyone ever done that to you and you kind of roll their eyes and then you go, It's actually a pretty good idea.
Okay, that one I didn't hate.
Is that a rapping?
Yeah, only with my wife though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I don't feel as bad like stealing, you know, subject matter from my wife because
for sure. You are one.
Clearly.
You are one. I just had a random dude after a show once like be like, dude, on that one bit, you should have like add this in there. And yes. I'm like, that's actually gonna be pretty funny, actually. Yeah. I didn't do it because I'm not gonna steal some random guy's joke. I'm too prideful for that, but I hated that it was a decent suggestion.
I feel like I get those on moments in the show. You know, like people who I would immediately write off as like, you don't know what you're talking about. But at the end of the day, like fans are experts in a weird way because they are the people that we're targeting. Right.
They're the people you want to make happy. Yeah.
So in a weird way, like sometimes the least qualified people have some of the best ideas, and I'm with you. I hate when it happens because I'm like, I'm the professional.
Yeah, that's a good word. Okay, cool. Corey, we don't want to take too much of your time. It's good to catch up, man. It's been cool to see your success. Keep rolling. Where are you at? Where can people find you? Where are you going on the road? Tell us where to find you.
Shoot, this tour is coast to coast. So, we're on the road with Jason Aldean, which is been a widely controversial thing lately, which is great for ticket sales.
Yeah, they're going, you can find us going on to small tour. Towns.
Yeah, small towns everywhere. Watch out. So, bro, awesome. You can find us on, you know, social media. Everything is at Corey Kent. Corey with an EY. I don't know. Every barista in America forgets that.
Yes.
But CoreyKentOfficial.com for tour dates and merchandise and all that stuff. And you know, we're here. Actually, I'm in Nashville right now, even though obviously I live in Texas, but we're recording new music. So the record just came out, but we're already onto what's next and looking to the future. And we're going to go over to the UK in January and play London and, you know, Ireland and Scotland, all over the place. So I know you probably got people watching all over. So if you're in one of those great cities, great countries, we'll be over there too.
Love it. All right, man. Thanks. Yeah. Y'all hit him up. Go listen to his music if you haven't somehow. And thanks for your time, man. It's good to see you.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. This is awesome. This was great.
Yeah, appreciate you,
nice
dude.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
That was Corey. And now it's back. Me, Trey, Katie, in Australia. Story, though, when we were still in Hawaii, I don't think I've told you guys this. We have some friends there, TJ and Brooke. I got there a little before you guys. I go over to their house one night. We got the rental car, the Jeep, and I pull up to their house. And I'm a little wary of, like, maybe I was in the way of the driveway behind me. So I get out of the car, and I'm, like, looking. It's nighttime. I'm, like, trying to make sure. Am I, you know what? I'm not over the driveway. I'm fine. I look up, get kind of startled, because there was a woman standing in the driveway, arms crossed. She was not there when I parked the car. And 20 seconds later, she's already in the driveway, just like a scarecrow, just not moving, arms crossed, looking at me. She's a lot like almost like the scary neighbor from Home Alone or Pigeon Lady, just with no redeeming qualities, just spooky, just scary. And I was like, oh my gosh, hey, sorry, is it okay if I park right here? She goes, I don't care where you park. I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Was that a yes?
All right, we'll just go in. No big deal. As we're walking in, she also decides to hawk up one of the nastier loogies I've ever heard, especially from a woman. Just
power
like,
move.
So just like, all right, sorry. Just want to make sure. Have a good night.
Really looky hawk up.
Spits it out. We're like, get in the house. I mean, it was scary. So we go in, and we can't wait. We're talking to TJ and Brooke, like, what's up? Do you have any like fun stories about your neighbor? Anything we should know? And, you know, he's like, yeah, there's one lady. She's kind of mean, kind of rude. I was like, I think we just talked to her or whatever. Someone else, another friend, comes over to the house about 30 minutes later. He gets in the door, and the first thing he says is, hey, there's a neighbor really upset about a Jeep right now. And I was like, I tried to get ahead of this. Like, I asked if it was okay. She said, I don't care where you park. And I was like, I can't believe she's upset.
So I parked in her yard.
She doesn't care. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, I knew this was a problem. She said she didn't mind. And then the friend Ian was like, yeah, and she keeps going off. She says she had me come and tell you that she wants you to move it, but she feels bad asking someone who's disabled.
That's great burn. Great burn.
They just thought I was, I don't know, mentally disabled, physically? I don't know. I've never been insulted that way in my life.
They've told you, they've never seen a person that pale on the island. Like, this guy, this guy's an alien.
I was flabbergasted. I mean, yeah. We would have you move your car, but you're clearly disabled, yeah. So don't worry about it.
I just feel I really don't want you to park there, but you did a great park. He parallel parked. I don't know how he did it. It doesn't look like he can read.
It's so funny just being accused of a disability and not knowing where they think it is. I would love to fix it.
Is it physical?
Did you go back?
Is it mental?
Wait, I walked?
Did you go back out there and encounter, like...
I scurried out there as quick as possible and moved that Jeep so far away from their house, and I didn't see anyone. I would have loved to follow up. Like, is it up here?
Yeah. You just run out there, just confuse her more. You'd be like, screw you! And then...
Just walk out there with a limp? Yeah. Like, I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
Just mess with her. Like, what is it? Just go out there and do sign language. Like, what?
But yeah, I was like, that was the first time. Wow. Just like, we don't want to ask. We feel bad. I mean, he's got a disability. I was like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. But, and of course, Rachel was like, I did get out of the car weird. I got out of the car weird. Could have been that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
she's trying to, yeah, that's a supportive, yeah, for early on marriage.
It was probably me. I got out. My leg was asleep. I bet she's talking about me. So I don't know what happened, but that was a great, great start to that. It was like the first night of this vacation.
Yeah. Getting just like, oh, wow, Hawaii. Glad to be here. Island helping the people. Time, right? Been through a lot. Hopefully we can bring some laughs. And they're like, someone get the mentally challenged guy off my lawn. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Spitting at him didn't spook him. I got to do something else.
Yeah, spitting at him.
Yeah. So
it's also strange to think someone's disabled and then to like hawk a loogie at them.
Yeah, if that's what she thought.
Yeah, that startled the poor person. I mean, yeah.
Strange neighbor. Man. Good times, though.
Well, you're not the only one who's getting mistaken. Poor Thomas has been mistaken as a girl a lot this trip.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's poor guy. And he everyone calls him a girl.
Yeah.
He looks like a poor guy. Looks like a little
like
pretty
bow
girl.
Bow in the hair, you go girl. No bow, and no like, girl.
I don't feel like I dress him girly.
My mom, you put him in a shirt my mom, I guess, gave him that was like a kind of a mauve.
It was.
And it was, I mean, wow, that looked like a little girl.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But other than that, I feel like I have him in boy clothes.
Maybe it's the, yeah, I don't know. Jake can't help. He's going around, looks like he's disabled.
You don't want me near him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That disabled guy has
a
beautiful
daughter.
We did
do like a really awkward, like, you know, we were at an elevator and this girl was like, oh, she's so pretty. And, you know, we're kind of like, oh, we're at an elevator. Let's just not correct her. We both kind of were on the same page. Just like, let's move on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But then she just kept talking to us and kept being like, she, her, and we both.
What's her name? She's beautiful. Yeah. Thomas. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
She is a doll.
It is a girl, right? We're like, it's actually a boy. And she was like, and then you're just awkward because it's been like
there's
a
like,
conversation
sorry. You're like, it's fine. I mean, it's fine. Whatever.
Just like, maybe you. We just thought you were going to stop talking to us, so we didn't know that.
We didn't think it was going to last this long.
Yeah.
The people in Australia are so friendly. Everyone is so down to talk. One kind of funny observation I had, which I think you'll love this. So Rachel and I, we meander to a bookstore in Brisbane, and it was awesome. It's like their Barnes & Noble. It's huge. And I'm in the business section. You know, there's like some business, you know, some self-help, some marketing books, whatever. I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking for, but find something fun in here. And I think it's one thing to spark up a conversation at a bookstore. Maybe that happens a lot. But this guy, he starts off with like, you read often? And I was just like, no, actually, you know, my wife's a big reader. We're sitting here. I'm just trying to find something.
That's tough when a bookstore like, I've read one book in the last decade.
Yeah. My honeymoon, read a couple Colleen Hoovers, but yeah, that's it.
You basically won the lottery seeing me here today. I
mean. But basically, so this guy just proceeds to just like, share. There's something about being in the business section that elicits a certain type of person. Mm-hmm. And what I found out elicits a very specific type of conversation, because then it was like, so what kind of business are you in? And then he just talked my ear off about his businesses, his ideas, his like thoughts. Now he does work a minimum wage job right now, but he,
give him time.
Yeah. And just talking my
after
leg
he
off.
He reads those books. Maybe not.
Maybe that's why he needs the books. I don't know. And he gets my number afterwards. He wants to stay in touch. It was like that's exactly how a guy should meet the woman, I think. I don't know. And, you know, cute bookstore you read often. And then I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. And then I'm telling Rachel, like, oh, I didn't even get to pick out a book. I've been here 20 minutes. I've been talking to this guy. And then I go back in the aisle. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back in. I think he's gone. Another guy. So what brings you to the business section? Like, here we
a
go.
Different guy.
And I was like, and then he's like, oh, American accent. We're talking America versus Australia. And then, dude, I'm not kidding. He also minimum wage works security, which is whole conversation. He made me feel less and less secure as it went on. But he just tells me, you know, I got a couple ideas of stuff I've been trying to work on. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you do. And he's like, you know, he just told me about the Uber for this. And It was just
Uber, but that's when you know you're in a bad combo.
Yeah.
Think Uber, but for skydiving. Because it's tough to find. And
Uber dentistry. Yeah. Thoughts?
Thoughts?
Yeah. So I just picked a book. I mean, he like suggested one. I was like, thanks. Gotta go. So it elicits a certain type of person. It was really funny. Like, I'm sure every 98% of the bookstore, there's amazing conversations going on. But if you go in the business section, it's like, I bet he wants to hear my ideas on business.
Yeah.
Because he's in the business section.
Did Rachel come out of the romance section just like crying or something? She's like, oh, I had the best. I went to the, I lingered too long in the 50 Shades of Grey section and I got chained up.
Oh my God.
I know. The people don't realize that about bookstores.
This
you got to keep moving.
Clean you become. Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, chained up like a.
They don't even know what that
they
is.
They go to the Christian section. You start to hear Shrek. It's wild.
I did see a meme. I think it was like just today. And it was just like a text from a dad to a son. It was like, why did you tell mom BDSM stands for like buds, drinks, salsa, and something music or something? Because then there was a screenshot that was like, just invited Bob and Agnes over for BDSM.
BDSM night.
Oh my God.
They're excited. They're bringing their pinata. I forgot what it stood for exactly. But something, drinks, and salsa music. And so that's all what Trey meant.
Right.
Chaining himself to
that
the
happened
music.
To my manager when I was working my corporate job. He sent this like meme to the whole team and it said BDE at the bottom.
No. Google it, shelter kids. Yeah. It was just like a meme. It was like BDE. Yeah.
And everyone was like, what?
What do you think it meant?
I don't think he knew. He just liked what
big
was happening.
Big dance entertainment.
Big dance energy or something. He just liked what was happening in the meme. And someone had to be like, you might want to Google that one.
Like, oh, didn't he? Oh, you show me. Wasn't he like, I am so sorry.
He was so embarrassed, of course. It was just,
yeah. I would love, if I was in that corporate world, I'd love to report that HR just to mess with him. Because he was a sweet, innocent guy.
He was
guy.
So nice.
Can you imagine him doing a meeting? They're like, you're sending what? And he's like, I
didn't know.
It was
know.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Your team is like all female. Gatsby. Why did you send this to
him? I don't know. I didn't mean to. He starts sending LDE memes to try to make up for it.
I don't know that one.
Just the opposite.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Whew. Wait, that reminds me. Have you seen Young Thug? He's in the news right now because apparently...
You kept up with him.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not like real in touch. I think he's having rap lyrics being used against him in court right now. So he and his lawyer are both going on this whole PR move. And
they're rapping
like,
positive things in the courtroom. It's genius. It's just this classic spin zone.
He deleted the tweet, but I think people still have screenshots. I got to pull this up. This is pretty funny. Of just like, no, that's not what that means. Oh, here it is.
Oh, he's like spinning his own
spinning
lyrics.
It, yeah. So swag means someone who admires God. YSL means young soldiers of the Lord.
Oh.
Glock, this is the best one. Glock stand. It's an acronym, actually. It's not a
Glock's
God.
An acronym?
It's an acronym. All caps, Glock.
Give me the first word.
Okay, guarding.
Guarding love.
Blank, comma. It's cartoosin.
Guarding love. Others. Character. Knowingly.
Wow. You got knowingly.
K's are tough in acronyms. I know Young Thug and his lawyer down there are like, there's no words that start with K.
That's tough. Guarding lives. Overcoming challenges knowingly.
Mm.
That's so dumb. OP, which is a very commonly used term. He says that's an acronym as well. It stands for Overly Positive Pal. So there's a bunch of them on here. Gang means going above normal, guys.
Going above normal, guys.
Going above normal, guys.
Guys, come on. Hey, I want to give you guys a little something, a little token of my gratitude for going above normal,
guys. That
is
some $5 lawyer right there. He's like, yo, no, man,
if you change what it means.
They don't know what you really meant, so you can say this. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, apparently he posted it, and then was probably just getting made fun of, so he deleted it. But he really did post that for a little bit.
Wow.
So, gotta love it.
Nothing you can't get out of.
Respect. Well, I'll tell you what. I hope y'all's Christmas is filled with Glock this year. Get your Glocks out. The BDE Glock style.
YSL. Young BDSM. Soldiers.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts? Australia treated us very well. Hawaii, thank y'all. We're going to take this last episode of the year. We'll be right back in the new year. Tour dates. Coming to a bunch of new cities. Can't wait.
We got hometown shows right off the bat.
Yeah,
Springfield January, and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Jake's and my hometown shows in the same weekend. Very fun. So get tickets, come hang, and give us 5-star reviews for Christmas. Love you guys. See you in the new year.
Swag. Merry Christmas.
Swag.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.